Can't turn it off? Just turn it off. Oh, it won't turn off?
Clock's fast. I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is March the 31st, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning. I'll give an invocation, then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this opportunity that we have to be here this day. We're thankful for this country, this state, and this county that we live in. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to serve. I ask thee to bless us that we will have thy spirit with us to make those decisions that are best for our county and for our citizens. Bless all of us here that we will be able to cooperate and have a feeling of cooperation and love for one another. We're thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and for his atoning sacrifice in our lives. And we say these things humbly in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved.
Did y'all see any budget meetings?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, there were just a couple.
It's a $22.
Yeah, not many.
Does anybody have a copy of it? We can sign.
No, sir.
Did y'all print off budget amendments?
No, I didn't.
I didn't do it.
I'll do it and put it in the record later. D, our budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. No, here it comes. It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Item 2F is accept for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summaries, sheriff's racial profiling report, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded.
Started to sign with you, Don. I'm sorry. That one thing throws me off because he's front over me. He's first. My one.
Oops, sorry.
Item 3 is discuss and take action to approve the donation of 10 first responder vests from Blue Prepared and business owners in town.
Yes, thank you, Judge. Commissioners,
I believe Mr. Perry's here with the vest. I know we already have accepted 10. I think some business owners are also here, is that correct, that have made donations to the, for this. If I could, I would like to ask them to stand up.
Wow.
This has fulfilled the, I guess, the dream or hired the, when we first started looking at this, when I told them that we were looking at 20 vests. Hard work and dedication of the citizens here in Upper County have gotten what we needed, and now we'll be able to fully equip the entire patrol section with their own vests that they'll have with them at all times. So if they don't respond at any time, we'll have it there. So again, I thank the Blue Prepared and the businesses here that are here tonight or here today. Thank you very much.
Would y'all stand up again so we can recognize you? So we have Joe Dodd with All-Star Insurance, Paul Wilson with Gilmer National Bank, George Wolf with All-Star Insurance, Byron Spencer with Abel Bonds, Larry Sewell, our constable and Aldridge Cleaners, Rob Perry with Blue Prepared, and David Stevenson with Custom Commodities. So.
Can I add a couple names to that?
You bet.
Gilmer Computer Tech, Ms. Alphabet, Larry Henson, Peggy Garman, attorney, First National Bank, Lloyd Body Shop, TDR Contractors, and John D. CPA.
Super.
Spencer Bett. Sorry if I read any of them. I think that's all.
William Sparker.
William
Sparker. Now, Mary Ann, are these the businesses that you went around to as ET4L ladies?
Yes. Yes. They did a great job finishing up the collection of the donation.
Awesome.
Yes, East Texans for Liberty helped out with those.
Well, thank you.
Commissioner Gross has made the motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Frank. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Frank.
That's what you said.
Second by Commissioner Burka to accept the donation of the 10 first responder vests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are accepted.
And thank you.
Thank y'all. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve the sheriff's application for the TxDOT DWI STEP grant.
Yes, Commissioners. March 13th, we learned about a TxDOT grant where we could qualify to receive $39,000. And what the grant is DWI, Occupation Protection, Seatbelt Distraction, Driving, and Speed Enforcement Grant from the Department of Transportation. The grant is requiring a 20% match. However, the grant allows for existing funding to qualify as a match. We do not anticipate the need for further local funds outside of what is now budgeted in our existing budget to meet the grant requirements. And the grant works as follows. The grant funding overtime for the Upshur County deputies to work related enforcement in the above mentioned areas at specified times of the year authorized by TxDOT. After each period, which is a 2-week or we call a wave, the county will submit a reimbursement on overtime within 15 days. The state will then reimburse the county within 30 days of submission of their request. Now, the grant matching fund of 20% is going to be calculated in this manner here. Vehicle and equipment costs that we use during the administering of the grant, volunteer help. An example could be a reserve officer manning a booth at a jamboree where TxDOT materials are furnished. We're going to be also getting pamphlets, other educational material to give out to the public about driving safety and things like that. Employee costs while working on a project associated with the grant, in-kind contributions used as exclusively for the grant, the cost of citation and warning books, employee salary spent in court that is related to the grant. So any DWI prosecutions and stuff like that that we get because of the cases of the grant, we can also get reimbursed and go towards our grant match. Agency purchase use for the grant, which would be radar, portable breath test machines, those kind of things, anything that's related with any material on that. So at this time, we are only needing the authorization from the Commissioner's Court to submit the request for the grant. We're under no obligation to submit this grant request or to follow through on the project if the match cannot be attained. I'm almost 100% sure that we're going to be able to come up with a 20% match with just what we have budgeted now, but with no extra additional cost to the county to do this grant.
Sheriff, who's tracks our 20% portion to make sure that we meet that? How are you going to handle it?
We're identifying a person in my office that will specifically work that and administer the grant. They will actually track everything that's used, vehicle mileage, fuel, the whole time. Everything that we actually put into doing the grant will be tracked and submitted by that person. So I will have a designated individual.
When you're talking about away, were you talking like periods around New Year's, 4th of July,
yes,
those kind of things?
Okay. Yes, and once we file, and the reason we're asking for permission for the application, but we're going to have to get the judge to sign on this, that we're trying to get this done, and go forward. And then once we get the grant, of course, we'll come back to y'all and tell y'all that we have it.
When will they announce the award of the grant?
When was that?
This grant is a non-competitive grant this year. They did it differently. It was based on a formula that included fatalities and things that have occurred in each county, and then they allocated the money accordingly. So therefore, as long as we submit the grant according to the rules of the grant, the $39,000 will be awarded, and that will start October 1st. And Ms. Gentry, since I'm up for a second, only because you named that specific one, I don't know why, but of the ones that of these five, 2 weeks, July 4th is not one of them. I did want to say that.
Really?
But the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, spring break, Memorial Day, Labor Day, the 2 weeks. I can't explain how they came up with that, but those are the periods that it is around.
Well, I thought July 4th would definitely be in there because I know everybody goes to the lake.
I make a motion that we apply for the grant.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Birkin, second by Commissioner Gentry to apply for the grant or allow the sheriff to. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to clarify who is responsible for items on the Justice Center roof. Here we are just tweaking our plans for the past that we've done recently, and we just need to make sure that we know who's taking care of the units on top of the Justice Center. It would make sense to me that the sheriff take care of the units that control the jail and his office, and that Mr. Womble take care of everything in the Justice Center.
I have brought some maps of a breakdown of exactly what they're going to be in.
Be good.
Okay.
We'll file it.
We'll probably put it in the record.
Sorry?
Put it in the record.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the designations.
Did you want to take a copy of that?
And we still stand with this year's budget that if you have to buy anything that is coming out of the maintenance budget, and you understand that Mr. Womble is okay with that still, that we're any money that is needing to be contracted or spent out of your maintenance, HVAC, and all that on his part. The rest of it is on you. I second the motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to accept that recommendation. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to install cameras and pay windows at the Rock Building and pay for it out of JP Security Fund.
I gave everyone a copy this morning, Judge, of how the breakdown is from the auditor's office.
Okay.
So that you can have that. And from my understanding also, David, you have, Eric is...
Eric McHugh with juvenile probation. He saw the system they have equipment, which is similar to Wood County. It is similar to the one that we're planning on installing, and he's willing for his department to go in and fight for their fair share of it.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept this project for installing cameras and redoing the windows and securing the Rock Building.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve this project and the payment for portion of it out of JP Security. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Better put that in the record.
Okay.
Item seven is discuss and take action to approve a resolution in support of and request for funding from the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority to perform a sketch level feasibility study regarding the construction of a loop around Gilmer, Upshur County, Texas. The NET RMA wants to fund a project for one of the member counties. They have about $500,000. Which is just about what it would take for a sketch level feasibility study for a loop around Gilmer. I think if anybody has been on 271 early in the morning or at 4:30 in the afternoon till about 6, you understand the need for this. This is a project that from this point forward is probably going to be 20 years. Minimum 15 before we would see the completion of it. And this is simply a way for us to request this very first step be paid for by someone else. And the feasibility study will cost about $500,000. I want to thank David Stevenson for all of his hard work on this project. Also Larry Morse, who is our representative on the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority.
Motion. We accept the offer of the study.
Pass the resolution.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution in support of the loop. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
She said, Commissioner Gentry said, still signing.
Okay. Tell her.
Tell her to
hurry up. My second stands when we finish.
Are you anticipating?
Are you going?
I'm
done.
Man, I hate my thing.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Just go ahead and stick it in the room, too, and I'll get a file marked up.